Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Monday, December the 18th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page XXII, forward to the third edition. And we're starting at the third paragraph down, the basic principles of the AA, through two paragraphs ending with sharing, experience, strength, and hope, and the comments on both those paragraphs today. Our readers are the 12 steps, Anita L., the 12 traditions, Alex K. The readers of the text are Betsy H. and Joan Marie M. The share ID for Sunday, December 17th. Is 20,944. That's 20944. And for Monday, this morning's meeting, December 18th at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 20,945. That's 20945. Our newcomer greeter is Laura L.W., and our announcements person is Lois P. Thank you all for your service. Away preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Anita L. to read the 12 steps for us. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. outside of Philadelphia. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message, practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and have a great day, everybody, and with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Anita L. And I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Mo. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for early membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page XXII, the forward to the third edition. And we'll be reading the third and the fourth paragraph. It begins with the basic principles of the AA program. And the fourth paragraph ends with sharing, experience, strength, and hope. And I will now ask Betsy H. to get us started. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Mo. Betsy H., recovered compulsive reader in California. The basic principles of the AA program, it appears, hold good for individuals with many different lifestyles. Just as the program has brought recovery to those from many different nationalities. The 12 steps that summarize the program may be called Los Doce Pasos in one country, Le Doce Etapes in another, but they trace exactly the same path to recovery that was blazed by the earliest members of Alcoholics Anonymous. In spite of this great increase in the size and the span of this fellowship, at its core, it remains simple and personal. Each day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And that is, that's a fabulous view of how big the 12-step programs have gotten, and they've helped so many people to recover. The 12 steps are really a proven methodology or a proven technology for recovering from addiction. And the 12 steps have really changed my life so much, from miserable life, obsessed with food and just in my self-pity and resentment, to a much better reality today, where I don't have to overeat today and I can be more sane and useful. And yeah, it's amazing. There's people from all different countries and different lifestyles, it says. It's so true, different religions or lack of religion or different spiritual paths. And it seems like working the 12 steps just enhances whatever religion or spiritual path I'm doing in my life, you know. And I like my spiritual path, but my 12-step recovery is really the foundation of everything. You know, like I like my family, I like my job, but my 12-step program is really the foundation, because if I don't have the abstinence and the recovery, if I don't have the 12 steps to address my thinking problem, behavior problem, living problem, then I won't have those other things, or they'll just be in shambles like they were before. So it just really is one alcoholic talking with another, sharing experience, strength, and hope, just like that's what we're doing here today. And one compulsive reader to another in our case. And just one compulsive reader helping another to work the steps. And you don't have to be an expert to do that. You just have to walk the path yourself. And when I started working Big Book style of the steps, I had problem finding a sponsor who would work the steps Big Book style. This was in 2013. And so I worked the steps with, or 14 maybe, I worked the steps with an OA fellow that we both needed to work the steps. And we listened to Vision for You every day, and then we read the book together ourselves. And yeah, it works. One day at a time, I will pass.
Okay, perfect timing. Thank you very much, Betsy H., for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share? We're on page XXII, forward to the third edition. Third paragraph begins with the basic principles of the AA program, reading through two paragraphs ending with sharing experience, strength, and hope. So who would like to share this morning?
Deanna C. in California.
Deanna C.
Sarah C. in Delaware.
Sarah C. in Delaware. Thank you very much. I have Deanna C. and Sarah C. Anyone else?
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Joan Marie.
Joan Marie, I gotcha. Anyone else? All right, we'll go with that lineup.
Rob
I
H.
have Deanna's. Oh, go ahead. Who is that?
Rob H.
Rob H. Gotcha, Rob. Thank you. All right. So I have Deanna C., Dara C., Deborah G., Joan Marie M., and Rob H. Everyone else mute except Deanna. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Mo?
I can.
Okay. So good morning, everyone. My name is Deanna C. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I live in Northern California. And I love this paragraph primarily because I am a Black woman who is 62 years old, and I have been in and out of the rooms for over 30 years. And I can tell you that coming in and out of the rooms for over 30 years, my experience in the rooms has been that they have been predominantly white. And the challenge with that was always a lot of times that I couldn't see myself or my own struggle from a family perspective, culture, things of that nature in the room. And sometimes the things that I would bring up that were, I was struggling with, people would tell me they were outside issues. So I'd get a little bit of recovery. I'd do it as diet with the support, and then I'd go out. And 2 years ago, well, 3 years now ago, when I came back, there was a woman who sponsored me and is still sponsoring me and sponsored me the Big Book way. And we focused on the steps and the principles. and working the program as designed, one compulsive overeater to another. And that link and that focus and her being willing to listen to my struggle without asking me to edit it changed my life. So I know that this program works. And if there's anybody out there who's struggling with, you know, I'm a person of color and I don't feel like I fit here, you belong. You belong. If you're a compulsive overeater, you belong. And there are people out there who are willing to sponsor you the Big Book Way, help you get recovery, and listen to your struggle. And I'm one of them. So I'm just so grateful that I kept coming back and didn't leave until the miracle happened. And I encourage others to do the same. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Deanna C. from California. Dara C., followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Dara.
Hi, good morning, Mo. Good to hear you. Thank you for your service and everyone doing service. This is Dara C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Wilmington, Delaware. And I just really, really love that recovery begins when one alcoholic talks to another alcoholic, because for me, recovery did not begin when I started putting on the weight. Recovery didn't begin when I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It didn't begin when my doctor tried to educate me on what I should be eating and shouldn't be eating, or when I even took a class on reversing diabetes and when I got the education. That's not when my recovery began. My recovery didn't begin when my mom tried to share some of her experience and what had worked with her about losing weight and keeping her A1C under control. That's not when my recovery began. It's not when friends told me about what diets they tried or pills or magic potions or whatever. That's not when my recovery began. My recovery began when I came to OA and I heard other people talking about things they had done with food that I had done. When I sat down, when I got my first sponsor, and when I shared and she shared with me her story, that's when my recovery really began. So there's something about only, like, I had the information, I had the desire, that wasn't enough to start my journey of recovery. There's just something really magical that happens when someone who has walked this path before you, who really understands, who has done these same things that you have done, not a medical professional, not a loved one, but someone who really is just like you, then all of a sudden my ears started hearing it. And then, you know, the food plan that I got on was very similar to what my doctor and my mother and other people had suggested, but I couldn't hear it from them. I could only hear it from another compulsive overeater. And so I'm just feeling very grateful today for this fellowship, for this program, for this book, and for everyone who walked the path before me, or the path before me, rather. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Dara C. from Delaware. Up next is Deborah G., followed by Joan Marie M. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Mo. Service this morning and everyone's service making this meeting possible. I love it. I love it. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad you're on the line with us. Oh, lovely. Isn't there it is right there, that paragraph. You know, we come in on the meeting new, and here's us waiting for them. You know, it's so beautiful. You know, I'm so grateful that I was able to have somebody, like has been shared, that helped me, held my hand, and helped me through this when I wasn't willing, and then became willing, and then had the experience and the transformation. But it took a while, and that's okay, because someone was always there, in this program. And it was this divine loving presence in all of us, within us, deep down within all of us, that helps us. And that's all I need to do is talk to another alcoholic, talk to another compulsive overeater, talk to another person who's suffering with whatever suffering they're having, and help them connect with power. Help them connect with God, you know, through this process, through all these the meetings. When we get off track, I know myself, I have a thinking problem still, and my thinking can get off there so, you know, quickly sometimes. And I come on a meeting, or I call my sponsor, or I call another fellow, and it gets back right-sized again, you know, to the reality, to the truth. And I'm so glad that I have this to connect with. And, you know, it's just heart to heart. Oh, thank you. Thank you all so much for being there for me. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Up next is Joan Marie M., followed by Rob H., and after Rob, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada by the grace and power of God. Well, I've taken so many notes because I listened to the earlier one that's an hour and a half, I think. And so I, you know, I just have them all over the place. So I'm going to start with God is everything or nothing. And to me, God is everything. And what it says here about, but they traced exactly the same path to recovery that blazed the earliest members of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the 12 steps. Right there, that's the 12 steps. And this is what I got from someone that shared in an earlier meeting. It was to be consistent. I was never consistent in anything. Consistency to me today is doing the same thing I did to get this recovery every single day. So this is what they said. First, put down the food. Second, get a sponsor. Third, work the steps. Fourth, live the steps. Five, help others recover. And this was a prayer that I wrote, I don't know when, but it was on this paper. So I'm going to read that and then and pass with that. God of all hope, fill me filled with all joy, bubbling over with hope so that I can help others, and in that I stay free from the bondage to food. So I am Joan Marie, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeating, living this way of life to freedom from the bondage to food. Food is as nothing to me today. It's nourishment. And with that, I pass. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joan Marie M. And before I take Rob H., I will remind everybody where we're at. We're on page XXII, forward to the third edition, the third paragraph down. We're reading two paragraphs. Begins with the basic principles of the AA program, and it ends with sharing experience, strength, and hope. At the bottom of the page, and after Rob, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Rob.
good morning, Mo. This is Rob H., New York, Eastern Standard Time. I saw this, and, I wanted to share. I saw that, the fellowship at its core, simple and personal. Each day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks to another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And actually, it's a little bit of an outside issue, but I have this bookmark that is very, very similar to that. I'm really grateful that this is the same, they trace the exactly the same path So that means to me that there's other people that are doing this. And if I get with the people that are doing this correctly, then I'll get the same recovery that they have. And I heard before, you know, trust God, clean house, help others. That's something that I'm literally cleaning up a lot of house. I have a room that is my like art room that I was a total mess before doing these steps, and now it's coming around. And even things like my email, my email or my texts, my phone logs or whatever, those are things that I can clean up. Those are part of the house cleaning. And and it feels good, it feels good to be able to do that. Cause my phone is definitely a big part of my life nowadays. And so I'm going to be working with somebody today in person, and hopefully, we get through the doctor's opinion and get him on his way. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Rob H. from New York. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last three weekday meetings, please pass until tomorrow. So I'll get new people. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
Jeannie from New Jersey.
Jeannie. Who else?
Karen W. from Texas.
Okay, I got Karen. And who was from Texas?
Oh, that was me, Karen.
Oh, Karen. Karen W. from Texas. Okay. And
Cheryl S. from Nevada.
Cheryl.
Hillary B.
Oops. Who was
Hillary
who
B.
Hillary? Hillary B. I got you, Hillary.
Thank you.
Jordan L.
Jordan. Okay, there you are, Jordan. All right. Well, we'll stop there, I think. Jordan L. and Jeannie. Okay. So I have, anybody else wants to share? I don't want to cut it off there. Okay. I have Jeannie N., Karen W., Cheryl S., Hillary B., and Jordan L. We'll start, everybody mute except Jeannie. We'll start with Jeannie N, followed by Karen W. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning to everyone, and thank you, Mo, and everyone for your service. I love this program. I am so, so grateful, and I want to say ditto to every single person that shared, and I want to welcome the members. This program really works. I want to say that it's not for those, and I've heard this so many times, and I have to remember it. It's not for those who need it. It's not for those who want it. It's for people who do it. And you know, whatever work is involved, it is so worth it. When I think of all the time I spent going out, managing and planning and going out to different stores and bakeries, et cetera, for my binge food and then indulging when I got home. I can't say enough about it. And by the grace of God and this program and my sponsor, this week is 1 year of abstinence and 1 year in this program. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
Well, thank you very much, Jeannie N., and congratulations on 1 year. From
thank
New Jersey,
you.
New Jersey, Karen W., up next, followed by Cheryl S. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. This is Karen W. from Texas. Grateful to be here. The first paragraph to me, what stuck out with many different lifestyles, several other 12-step programs got me first because they were more life-threatening, I thought, to me. And once those got out of the way, I got to my core addiction of the food, and OA has been great. I think I just did all those other things to try to curb my food addiction, and it didn't work. Because I wasn't fully understanding the program. I wasn't going for the power. I thought it was all self-propelled by me, which, you know, comes up in my fourth step. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. And, you know, when we used to go to a lot of face-to-face meetings, if you were traveling and you go to a meeting, as soon as you step in there, you feel like you're at home because there's people there that are just like you, that understand you, have been at places that you've been and know the solution. And if we just sit and listen, and that's key for me, I have to be quiet and listen to other people. You know, I find the solution, I find my higher power, and I find the next right thing to do. And, you know, sometimes I'm stubborn and I don't want to do it, but I know when I do do it, I always feel better afterwards. So whether it's a meeting, making a phone call, doing my writing, doing meditation, or, you know, any of the other tools, that life is better. Life is so much better. So I'm grateful to be here, and thanks for allowing me to share, and I pass.
And thank you very much, Karen W. from Texas. Cheryl S. up next, followed by Hillary B. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, gratefully recovered. And the sentence that stands out to me is, each day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And it's the word sharing, I think, to me. And what this brings to mind for me is that when I'm sponsoring, when I'm speaking to another compulsive overeater, I'm doing that as their equal. I don't, it's like somebody shared about the doctor told him to do this, the parent, you know, my mom told me to do this, and that's not how this works. That's not how this has been sustained. It's that we walk hand in hand down with this path. And somebody had asked me, you know, they were struggling with what does one day at a time mean? And one day at a time means this to me, is that whoever I'm walking this path with, that's all I have is today. That's all that she or he has is today. And I recently had, and when I sponsor somebody, I'm also sponsored by them. And I say that because, so recently I was going out to dinner and I had said what I was going to have, and I send out my nightly review with my food that goes to my sponsor and some of my recovered sponsees. And one of my sponsees responded, are you committing to a certain amount of such and such a food? And I was like, it took me a while to answer her because it made me uncomfortable. But I realized if this makes me uncomfortable, I need to commit a certain amount of this food. And I'm so grateful because I was able to go and eat that dinner with freedom. I was in freedom because we were working together hand in hand, sharing this experience, sharing this recovery. And that's all I have. I pass.
Thank you very much, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Up next is Hillary B., followed by Jordan L., and after Jordan, I can take a few more names. Good morning, Hillary B.
Hillary. Good morning. I'm Hillary B. in California, recovered compulsive overeater with 7 months and 21 days today of entire abstinence, mm-hmm. and that's after being in the program like 42 years. So I'm very grateful, and I'm not sure what I'm going to say, but I'm mainly sharing to put myself out there. It's hard for me to connect on the phone without being able to see everyone's faces, but I'm so grateful that you guys all share. I get to hear you share, and I get to hear people who I've met on Zoom and maybe talked to on the phone, and that helps. And I want to be a part of the group, because when you guys share, everything you say shows me, like this book says, that you are like me. I am like you. We are not different. I don't have to be afraid to share. I don't have to be worried or concerned that I'm not good enough, not clever enough, not smart enough, whatever it is. And to know that just like the original founders of the 12-step room, 12-step program, it's just one drunk talking to another, one compulsive overeater talking to another. And I want to remember that that's also what it is when I share. And how just because this program has increased in size and span, and that this meeting is so huge, has increased in size and span of the fellowship, it still remains simple and personal. And that means so much to me. There's no place else I can think of. I'm 72. I've been walking this earth for 72 years, and there's no place I can think of that I've ever been except for 12-step programs where this is true. It remains simple and personal. And so just by dint of that, I get to be a part of. And I'm so grateful. Thank you all for walking this path before me, with me, after me. It doesn't even matter. We're here all in it together. And thanks for everyone who does service to keep this meeting open. And I'll pass.
And thank you very much, Hillary B. from California. And before I take Jordan L., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page XXII, forward to the third edition. We're doing the third and fourth paragraph, starting with the basic principles of the AA program, ending with sharing, experience, strength, and hope. Just a talking and sharing on those two paragraphs. All right, Jordan, thank you.
Good hey, good morning, Mo. Thank you for moderating our meeting for us this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, in Glenwood Springs, Colorado now. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. There's something about this group that I was very, very attracted to in the beginning. And I think it's because there's a lot of very enthusiastic, well-spoken, charismatic figures on this meeting, who kind of shout the great tidings, right, of recovery from compulsive overeating and living in a recovered state with food neutrality and all of those gifts that we get to experience. And I was really, really attracted to that in the beginning when I got abstinent. Like, I needed that. I needed, like, a full force tidal wave of recovery in my life that was, like, available at any point in the day. Even if there wasn't a live meeting going on, I could get on a recording, you know, because I was so isolated from this disease that I needed that 100%. And I'm so grateful that it's here. But it's been a little while now. It's been like 6 or 7 years, and that's kind of faded. I'm not as, that doesn't mean as much as it did in the beginning. And I'll tell you what means a lot today. It's this. It's like the core of this work, simple and personal, one-on-one work with other compulsive overeaters, sharing experience, strength, and hope. That's now what gets me out of bed in the morning. It's now like how it is that I can navigate through this life with some purpose, you know? Because life is still happening. There's like, shit happens. Stuff doesn't always go my way, you know? And luckily I've developed a relationship with a higher power, a God of my understanding. so I can live with some faith. But that refueling process, it happens in work that I do with other compulsive overeaters. When I get real with another compulsive overeater about the true nature of this problem and what it's going to take to work these steps and climb out of the hole, you know? So anyway, I'm very grateful for that today. That's all I got.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. from Colorado. And before I take your names, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share? I can take about three more.
Larry G.
Benita from Alaska.
Okay, I got Larry G. And who was from, was it Alaska?
Yes, Vanita C. from Alaska.
Vanita, and then there was one more after you.
Wendy M.
Okay, Wendy M. That will stop there. Start with Larry G., Vanita C., and Wendy M. Everyone else, mute your phone except Larry G. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, and those of you who also are part of this call. My name's Larry G., recovered. Compulsive eater from California. These two paragraphs, what speaks to me is the language of the heart. This is the legacy that has been handed down from Bill and Bob. It's already been talked about, one drunk talking to another. I wouldn't mix with certain people. I had a friend come over last week that's been helping me out, and he's a banker. He's a highly paid banker, and he sponsors a guy who is an ex-con. He's a biker, but these two men speak the language of the heart, you know. I've been part of organizations. I actually was asked to leave an organization. This is when I was drinking, of course, and then another organization a few years ago, and the cups my disease, I was eating these baskets of homemade biscuits marbled with cheese. I would sit there and eat three or four baskets. I needed to do that. I had to do that. I was going to crawl on my skin if I didn't do that. And I would get these looks of absolute contempt, of disgust. And it didn't matter. I had lost all self-respect. Now, I would not be able to go to those people and tell them the truth because they would not understand. These were people who had normal appetites or normal eaters. But with you, you understand. You understand why in this organization I had to have those three baskets of biscuits. And I would do that in front of people because you and I, we speak the language of the heart. I love the fact that, you know, we don't bring politics in our organization. We have housewives working with career women. We have men working with women, women working with men. We have all kinds of people from all sorts of walks of life. And the only thing we have in common is the language of the heart. We speak that language. It's clearly, if you are new, that there is a language we speak. And what is the greatest gift we give each other? We give each other the gift of helping each other become have a spiritual awakening. When I came into Vision for You, I was a goner. And the person who sponsored me, I know I needed a sponsor more than I needed God. I had lost all touch with God. And because the language of the heart was passed on to me, I had that spiritual experience, and that relationship with God has grown. The greatest gift we can give each other. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Larry G. from California. Up next is Vanita C., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Vanita.
Good morning, everybody. This is Vanita C. from Anchorage, Alaska. I just wanted to comment on this paragraph. I'd heard about OA like, 12, 15 years ago, but I didn't think I was fat enough to go because I thought that you had to be a certain, I don't know what I thought. Anyway, I got fat enough to go. And so I was at another 12-step program, and I just kind of was jokingly mentioning, oh, yeah, I need to get it, go on a diet, or I need to do this. And the person there said, oh, well, I've been in OA for 35 years. And I went, my ears perked up, and I was like, oh, my God. And I said, would you be willing to help me? And I don't even know where that came from. That must have come from a higher power. But thank God that this person came to my house. She explained the program. She explained the food plan and everything. And I've been able to take the weight off and keep it off. And today I've got 1 year of abstinence off of sugar. And I've kept the weight off for an entire year. And I attend this meeting almost every morning. And I go to in-person meetings. And I'm just so grateful for this program and grateful that, you know, there were people that blazed the trail for us with the 12 steps. And, just grateful to be here. Thank you for listening. That's all I got.
Well, thank you very much, Vanita C. from Alaska, and Wendy M. I think you will close us out. Good morning, Wendy.
Yes, hi. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Grateful. Mo, thank you so much for your service, and I'm loving the shares. Oh, God, I just want to say everything. I want to say one thing, which is the more I make phone calls, the more I make phone calls. The more I hit my knees, the more I hit my knees. Like, that's just how it works. And the more I do it, the more effective it is. The more I feel the magic, the more I feel God's grace, the more I feel, you know. And before, you know, people have talked about, like, I'm really not sure I want to make a call at all. And I encourage people who are feeling that way, because I'm just saying, like, it just works when we make that call and then make the next call. Just a few other things, you know, I've mentioned I was in Paris I didn't go to Paris for an OA meeting, but I was in Paris. I was probably abstinent 9 days. And, you know, I sat through a meeting in French. And it didn't matter. And I shared, and the women cried, because it is the language of the heart. It doesn't matter what language we're speaking. We know each other, you know. And I grew up, you know, walking into the world with, how am I different? I must be different. I grew up in a family of, how are we different? And the world isn't safe, and it's best to focus on our differences. So when I first got to the meeting, you know, very first time 23 years ago, it was like, oh, I must be different. And then people spoke, you know, I spoke about driving 65 miles an hour with a weighed and measured piece of apple on the floor, and thinking that was a good idea to pick up that piece of apple and put myself and others in harm's way. But it didn't matter, you know, because the insanity is right there. And in terms of principles, you know, the first one is honesty. And what I'm smiling because, you know, I don't even know when I'm lying. Like, that's how honesty works. We don't know until we know. I was on the phone with my mom last night, and boy, you know, my insane head was just saying, oh, no, she's wrong, I'm right. And I can't believe what she's saying to me, right? But here's the deal. It's itchy and scratchy. It's super uncomfortable. And God makes it so. That's the beauty of this program, is that within minutes when I hung up the phone with her and I wanted to be right and she was wrong, because I blame people when my insides aren't comfortable. Somebody has to be blamed. And in this case, it was my mom. So I hung up the phone. I said, okay, how did I get the ball rolling? Oh, I was dishonest. I've been dishonest and disingenuous my entire life. That's what I eat over. The fact that I'm, thank you so much, and I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy M., and thank you all who shared on the meeting, and we will meet again tomorrow. I'm sorry. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer, and will Joan Marie M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Joan Marie. Press star one. I can't hear you, Joan Marie. Are you there? Betsy, thank you. Can you read?
Hi, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.